I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Early last year, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto welcomed 135 people deported from the United States at the airport in Mexico City. He was promoting a government program called Somos Mexicanos, We Are Mexican. It's intended to help deported Mexicans get back on their feet in Mexico, but the funding comes from local budgets, so the help that's available can be uneven. That's what Omar Blas Olvera found when he was deported to Mexico last July. He was working as a contractor in Michigan when he was detained by ICE and deported for the third time. Initially, his wife and two children stayed behind. Omar set out to build a new life in San Miguel de Allende, his hometown in Mexico, so they could join him. When I spoke with Omar today, I asked him what was going through his mind on that flight back to Mexico last July.
Oh, I was thinking that was really it for me in the States. I mean, when the ICE agent had me in custody, he was telling me, like, honestly, you know, this is your third time, but looking at your record, seems that you have not been doing anything terrible. And he told me that he was going to recommend not to give me any jail time. At the end, he was like, this will be your last chance. If you ever come back again, then you're for sure going to go to jail and you will go to a federal prison. It's not just going to jail. So from there, I was like, that's really it. I mean, I'm not going to risk going to jail and not really see my family at all. And I couldn't risk that. So I just decided to stay in Mexico. I talked to my wife and then she was okay to come with me and then with the kids and then to move down here. I mean, I didn't see him from July till October 18.
I suspect they were also on your mind as you were flying back to Mexico because they remained in Michigan at the time.
They were on my mind the moment they ICE picked me up. I mean, I knew that they were going to pick me up. We were hearing stories all over our town about immigration just like popping up, driving in regular cars, undercover cars, showing up to people's work or people's houses. Like if you live in an apartment complex, they will just go around the apartment complex every morning to see who lives there, who's not there. Then after 2 weeks, they will just know who to stop and who to get. When I seen an Explorer behind me, and I didn't recognize that car being around the trailer park where I was staying, I knew right away. I mean, something inside of me just told me. So I just called my wife, and I told her, like, I'm about to be arrested. And my wife actually said, like, they were on a stop sign or something. I was like, no, I'm going to be arrested by ICE. Right at that moment, my family was on my mind because I didn't know where I was going to see them again. I didn't know what was going to happen with me. I mean, I started crying. You know, I'm not afraid to say that I was crying. They gave me a chance to make a call, and I was talking to my son and my daughter, and, you know, I just break down, and they were crying on the other side of the phone. My son didn't even know what was going on. My daughter, unfortunately, knew because in 2010, I had one deportation also, and she kind of remembers that because I didn't see him for about 8 months.
Yeah, that's very emotional. Mexico has a kind of reintegration or welcoming program called Somos Mexicanos, and it's supposed to kick in when you reach the airport in Mexico. What happened when you arrived?
It does kick in. I mean, when you arrive, they basically hand you this folder with a packet inside it, and on that packet, it has provisional ID. It's a piece of paper with a picture that they take of you from immigration. They give you that, and they give you a paper saying that they have a plan to help deported people where you can start your own business, where they can get you a job, when they could get you housing. You know, all of this great stuff that is on these booklets. I mean, you're reading the papers, and you're like, oh, my God, you know, thank God they're helping people. And they're telling you, like, okay, you can go to this address, you can call this phone number. You feel a little bit of hope after everything that went wrong, you know. So I got to San Miguel. You know, I started calling those places.
Right.
I went to one in Guanajuato, and when I show up there, they were like, they send you to the wrong place. This is not really for what they send you to. Right here, we can help you apply for a visa to go to work in Canada, and that will be for like a farmer's visa or to work in a farm or something like that. And I was like, well, that's not what I'm looking for, but I'm surprised that you guys are offering visas but not offering help for people that are being deported.
Sounds like the Somos Mexicanos program is a little disorganized. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I mean, they were so disorganized, they didn't know where to send me. I mean, from that office that I'm telling you about right now, they sent me back to San Miguel. From San Miguel, they told me to go to the passport office. From there, they also told me, like, well, I don't know why they sent you here. You know, I can do nothing for you here. So they helped me and call a place in Celaya. Now, the place in Celaya, the person who answered was really nice. She gave me another address and another number. So I called that one place that she gave me, and then they were like, nope, you got to go back to San Miguel. You got to go back to, to the office in San Miguel where they give you the passports.
So you've been back in Mexico now for almost a year. Do you have any form of official ID or identification yet?
At the end, I did. But it took me, let's say, from July when I arrived, it took me to the end of August. I was getting just my ID. And then from there, I was able to get like my driver license. I was able to get my CURP. The CURP is almost like your social security number. All of the paperwork that they give you at the airport, it doesn't help you to get none of that. It's unbelievable.
So when you were living in Michigan, you worked for a tiling company. Were you hoping to kind of continue the same work in Mexico? And were you looking to start a business?
I did. And that was because they had a program where you can start your own business. So I got all the paperwork together. I took it back to them. They were like, well, you know what? The fund is almost running out, and then we'll call you to tell you if you got in or not. This was almost a year. It's unbelievable.
So I gather you're currently working at a bar and got a promotion recently. Have you kind of given up on the Mexican government for help?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working really hard, and I mean like really hard to get where I am right now. Right now, I'm the CEO of the restaurant. You know, I went from a busser to being like a manager for construction when they were doing remodeling. Then from there, the boss took me to quality manager. And then from there, he kind of restructured the whole thing in the restaurant, like who was doing what. So I ended up being the COO.
Right. So, Omar, I'm just curious to know, I mean, what is next for your family?
Probably stay in San Miguel and just have our life here. I would prefer that 100 times than trying to go back or trying to fight with lawyers and all of that. I could spend years and years putting petitions in, putting a waiver in, and at the end, they might just turn me down. And I'd just rather be here, keep working, be with my family, and be happy.
Right.
You know?
I know San Miguel de Allende is your hometown, but it's changed a lot. And there are a lot of Americans there now for retirement, as many as 15% of the city's population. What does it feel like to be back in kind of an American colony of sorts after you've been deported from America?
It feels good. You kind of connect with people a little more, you know. Mm. Even here in the restaurant, when you get to talk to people like, oh, where were you staying in the States? And you tell them Michigan, and they're like, oh, well, my cousin is from Michigan. You can talk to people really easily. I mean, people in San Miguel are really nice, and the people that are coming to live in San Miguel from the States are really nice too. So, you know, it kind of feels a little bit warming to know that somehow you can still have a part of the U.S.
Omar Blas Olvera was deported from the U.S. last year. He now lives in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico.